Kultur um 5.
De Lissabonner Ensemble Machina 3 huet lo en neuen Album opgeholt. Den Trio stellt sich zu Summen aus der Rachel Chang um Marimba, dem Laurent Varney um Vibraphon an dem Pascal Meyer um Piano. Die drei hun sich während ihre Studien zu Amsterdam kennengelehrt. Für ihren neuen Album Unlearn hun sie mit vielen Künstlern zu Summen geschafft, wie man Paul Bellardi und man Michel Reis. Der Release-Konzert vom Album aus den 18. Januar um 8 Uhr Uhr ob der Schmelz zu Diddling und Marie Schockmel aus der Equipe vom Opus 100,7 hat sich mit der Rachel Chang an dem Pascal Meyer über den Trio an den neuen Album in erhalten.
Hello Pascal Meyer and Rachel Chang.
Hi, hello.
Hello.
Machine A3, that is the name of your trio. How was that name actually created?
The guilty person is not here right now. That's Laurent. So he's the number three in the trio. He came up with the name, if I remember well. But it was a time when every band has to come up with a name, and this was the name. Since then, we liked and disliked it, but we stuck with it. So that's how it happened.
Yeah, and the meaning behind it was also we create one ensemble with three people, like a well-oiled machine. So that's why Machine made by three.
That sounds very nice. And Pascal, you just said it like sometimes you like it, sometimes you don't. How come?
Oh, no, it's just... Sometimes people mistreat our name or they spell it wrong or they don't know how to put it. So then we think, oh, yeah, it's not the easiest name, but, you know, we just stick with it. It's fine.
Is that maybe also a reason why you also add a little abbreviation, MA3? Is that a reason maybe also?
Yes, I think so, because it's sometimes a bit too long if you write a long text. So, for example, if you write a curriculum or something, it's nice to just say MA3. But, yeah, people straight sometimes to like to refer to Ménage à Trois or these kind of things, and then it's not so funny, but whatever. We just stick with it.
The combination of piano, marimba, and vibraphone, that's what it is, is actually pretty unique. Would you also say so?
Yes, it is not a common combination, I would say, yeah.
No, I mean, the combination maybe people know is two pianos and two percussion, because they are famous pieces, but then the percussion is tuned percussion, right, Rachel? Or not tuned percussion, how do you call it? So basically the percussion is more effects and gongs and things like this, and here it's really three melodic instrument, because we all have, let's say, the keyboard laid out in front of us. So if you look at the marimba or the vibraphone or the piano, you always see this pattern of white and black keys, like on the piano. And I think that plus maybe the material, like the wood and the wires and the metal, these are all also elements that somehow are the same in all in the piano as much as the marimba and the vibraphone. So these materials are the same. We like to think of it as a family, even though in the books, encyclopedias of music, it's not at all the same family.
That sounds so nice to think of yourself as a family. And in general, how is it like, you know, because sometimes, let's say the piano is the most important out of some instruments in an ensemble. How is it like for you? Do you kind of have roles or are you on the same level?
I think that's actually the idea of the... I think it was maybe not always like this from the beginning, because when we first played music, we commissioned some composers who wrote for us, and composers maybe like to think of this, like the piano has this role of, you know, leading instrument in the chamber music with voices around it. But yeah, then year after year, and especially now with this new project that we have, that we are playing in Dudelange, I think the instruments are really equal. They complement each other, but they are really equal. They're on this kind of on the same level of importance. And this is also what we try to achieve with this group. That's why this idea of machine, so that the sounds really melt, the sonorities. It's like creating a super instrument, let's say, layering the different sounds, but actually just sounding like one, if that makes sense.
That makes total sense. And what was it like for you to find the music for this new album? Was it rather easy or, let's say, difficult?
Well, I think we just, we started with the concept and we started to look for composers. It's rather I wouldn't say if it's easy or difficult, but it's quite organic. We had discussions, we listened to music, and we came up with these names, and we started to contact them one by one, and lucky enough, they all wrote a piece of nice music for us.
So I think what's also maybe important to say is that we search for composers who are performers themselves. So we have new pieces written for us by Michel Reis, by Kirke Kaya, Louise Volkmann and Franz von Schossi, and also Paul Bellardi, who, by the way, will join us on stage for the concert on the 18th of January. So we're very happy about that. Like Rachel said, we had talks, they wrote a piece, they wrote sketches, and we discussed it, we swapped things, we suggested, oh, maybe I can play this part instead of my colleague, and so we also, it was like an exchange, and I think that's what this project was about.
And Rachel Jung, there's actually also one of your own pieces on this album. Would you like to describe that one for us?
Yeah, I took inspiration from Bingen. So I took a little bit song of hers and wrote a new composition. Basically, I was trying to discover all of our sounds on piano, vibraphone and the marimba, to have a different color, different timbre, and see how is the mixture like. And I had Pascal, who had a lot of experience on this, showing me all of his toys that it can be placed on the piano without harming the instruments, and guiding me what kind of sounds that you could actually have with the piano, the unconventional sounds. Together, I came up with a different map out of the song of Bingen.
So it sounds like a very experimental music. Would you say you are happy with the final result now?
I don't think I would ever be happy. It's like a process of learning. So I think maybe Pascal could tell a bit more. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry, we are happy, Laurent and I. We like your piece very much, so we really like to play it. Also, because it's actually the first piece you wrote for the trio. I think it's very interesting. It takes a special place on the upcoming album or let's say in the program that we will play in Ob der Schmelz. It's very nice because Rachel really looked for, let's say, very specific sounds in the piano. I think that was the departure point, and then you kind of built the sounds on your instrument and on Laurent's instrument around this somehow. So it's a very interesting mix of sound going a little bit out of tune with a special effect, and then they also detune their instrument a little bit. It's very interesting. So maybe experimental to people who maybe are not used to it, or maybe especially if you listen to the piece before on the album and suddenly it comes this, but it's a beautiful, beautiful refreshment for the ear to have this piece.
So wette Pascal Meyer und Rachel Chang am Gespräch. Ma Marie Schockmel aus der Equipe vom Opus 100,7. Der Pascal Meyer und Rachel Chang sind zwei von den Membres vom Lützebäuer Trio Machina 3. Zusammen mit Laurent Warnier haben sie nur ein neues Album abgeholt, den heißt Unlearn. Den 18. Januar um Erdauer Oves als Release-Konzert vom Album, und zwar ob der Schmelz zu Diddling. Da ging dann noch CD-Verkauf. An demselben Tag kann ich den Album auch online kriegen. Voilà, an dem gleich 6 Minuten für 6 war da doch schon Ball für unser Kulturmagazin Kultur im 5 von Haut. Mein Name ist Marc Klömer, bleibt unbedingt angeschaut, weil an ein paar Minuten ist es Zeit für unsere große Nourish-Niveaublick hier auf der Antenne Panorama. Und dann warte Mike Tuck, ob ihr mit viel frischer Musik an unserer Emission Tuck City. Voilà, du hast doch der Wert. Den 100,7.